The reading this morning is taken from 2 Corinthians, verse 12, chapter 12, verses 7 to 10. To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to hear your word to us this morning and to be changed as we humbly accept the word planted in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the Tatar tribes of Central Asia apparently had a curse for their enemies. And this curse didn't call upon their crops to fail, or their bodies to wither, or their swords to rust, but went simply, "May you stay in the same place forever." That was the curse. May you stay in the same place forever. Not to move, not to grow, not to progress towards being the people God made us to be is like a curse. The only healthy way to be a Christian is to be spiritually moving, growing, maturing. And as we've seen in this teaching series so far, spiritual growth is connected to emotional health. The subject this week is the third principle of being an emotionally healthy church, and that is live in brokenness and vulnerability. Now, like all the other principles, this one is quite counterintuitive, quite countercultural, particularly for those of us who've been raised to have a stiff upper lip. To be broken seems on one level to be far from a good thing. When something is broken or damaged, then we literally see it as worth less than it was before. Worthless. We prefer things that are shiny new or perfectly presentable. So we ourselves, we don't want to be seen as broken. Likewise, vulnerability seems on the surface not to have much to commend it. Vulnerability means